KQED. For the first time ever, individual school districts have been relieved of the academic and financial sanctions of the federal No Child Left Behind Act. 8 school districts, all of them in California. U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan made the announcement yesterday. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tentakulis has more.
Most of the school districts granted a waiver from No Child Left Behind are among the biggest in the state. Los Angeles, Long Beach, Santa Ana, Fresno, and San Francisco.
We're feeling elated.
That's San Francisco Superintendent Richard Carranza. He and the 7 other superintendents came together last year after federal education officials rejected California's application for a waiver. Normally, the federal government only grants waivers to entire states. The 3-year exemption announced Tuesday is the first multi-district waiver, meaning the 8 districts don't need to meet strict federal performance benchmarks. On top of that, the 8 districts will get to decide how to spend more than $100 million a year of federal funding intended to help low-income kids.
All evidence that I've seen indicates that No Child Left Behind has not worked well. What we're doing is actually innovating around a very, very high bar for all students.
That high bar now includes a new way to evaluate teachers. In exchange for the No Child Left Behind waiver, the 8 districts have promised to include student test scores as a factor in determining whether a teacher is doing a good job in the classroom. That compromise is not sitting well with teachers' union leaders like Dennis Kelly, president of United Educators of San Francisco. He says any change to teacher evaluations have to be negotiated at the bargaining table. Kelly says districts agreed to the federal waiver terms without getting their union's blessing.
It's an absolute distraction. Pissed off. Yeah. If people think that they're working together with us, then they're either talking out of both sides of their face or they're simply lying.
Others say in applying for the waiver, the districts are undercutting the state's authority in setting education policy. Michael Kirst is president of the State Board of Education. He says the waiver could create confusion in how federal education law is applied to California schools.
It's experimental. We'll see what happens. I don't know what to make of it. It's a sort of a gamble on the part of the federal government, and we'll have to wait and see how it plays out.
But leaders of the 8 districts say they're blazing a trail for other school officials, and being free of No Child Left Behind creates new opportunities for classroom learning. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.